Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome into Burns Postgame Show.
Cole Reagans dials up a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. He sets a new career high with 12 strikeouts.
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com.
Swing and a chopper left side. Garcia's got it with a dive. Spins, throws, in time!
This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's your Royals insider, Josh Fournier.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's a win. That's a sweep. That's everything we asked for coming into this series. Royals hang around. They hang around. Hang around. And then Ryan Burgert's making big pitches, big punch outs. That slider was nasty. Jonathan India making a big play early in the field. And then an even bigger play at the dish later on in the game. Royals win 6-2. They're now two games above 500, and the phone lines are wide open for you. 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965. Let's get to the Peterson and Associates phone line, and as a matter of fact, let's start by heading inside that victorious Royals clubhouse, and let's talk to tonight's starting pitcher, the rookie right-hander, Ryan Burgert. Ryan, thank you very much for the time. Great job out there this afternoon. What did you think of the Kauffman Stadium mound in your home debut?
Yeah, it was good. Appreciate you having me on here. But yeah, just went out there and, you know, tried to compete the best I could. Went out there trying to get a win for the team.
Well, you certainly did that. 5 1/3 innings, one earned run allowed. How would you describe battling not just the Chicago White Sox, but battling the elements as first pitch had a heat index right around triple digits?
Yeah, it was definitely, you know, tough, but tried not to make too much of it. You know, I still have a job to go out there and compete and get guys out. So tried not to make it a huge deal and just stayed through the process.
Not only your performance on the mound since coming to Kansas City, but also your demeanor on the mound, and also being a trade deadline acquisition, has a lot of Royals fans viewing you the same way we viewed Cole Reagans a few years ago when the Royals acquired him. You both have a very calm demeanor on the mound. I'm wondering if you can describe where that comes from. How did you develop that stoic persona out there on the bump?
Well, I feel like I've kind of always had it, you know. I'm just a pretty even-keeled guy. Don't try to make the highs too high and lows too low, you know. It's pretty much always have been like that.
And I would imagine that's only being reinforced by your performance and the guys that you're now surrounded mm-hmm. by in that rotation. I'm curious what those conversations have been like with, you know, vets. I mean, big-time vets like a Seth Lugo and a Michael mm-hmm. Wacha.
Yeah, they've been great, being able to pick their brain in the dugout, you know, going through lineups, watching them, how they go through their process through the week and through bullpens in between starts, and just their whole routine has been great. Picking their brains has been amazing. So
give me your vantage point on that second inning relay from Yastrzemski to India to Maley at the dish, maybe the defensive play of the day.
Right, yeah, that was great. You know, give up a hit with a guy in scoring position, and then, you know, Yaz lays out trying to make a great play and then gets right up and, you know, great throw, great relay, and then India's throw was right on the money. It was perfect.
It sure was.
Probably the best vantage point of anybody in that. It was amazing.
Final thing for you, Ryan, and again, I greatly appreciate the time. For someone that's new to this clubhouse, for the fans, for the 15,000 that were in the building now driving home today, how would you describe, when you first walk into that clubhouse, what you observe from this Royals ball club that is now two games above 500?
Yeah, when I first got here, it was nothing but love. I think everyone was very welcoming, you know, wanting to get to know me. It was great. You know, I couldn't have anything better to say, honestly.
Well, that's great to hear. This city will take care of you, not only inside that clubhouse, but outside, especially if you keep putting up zeros and dubs the way you did today. Ryan, I greatly appreciate it. Get back in there, and we'll see you coming up in a few days.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
There you go. Ryan Burkert, 5 1/3 innings, 1 run on 6 hits. He punched out 7 and walked only 2. We'll see him more than likely coming up in the opener against the Detroit Tigers. That series starts up Friday night in Motown. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965. Your boys in blue are now on the hunt. On the hunt for the postseason, 38 games to go, and the Texas Rangers come to town for a massive 4-game series. Shoot, every single game from here on out is massive, regardless the opponent. Now, it just so happens to be a Rangers ball club that is now desperate, even more desperate than the Royals are desperate. They're throwing Jack Leiter, Merrill Kelly, Jacob deGrom, and Patrick Corbin to the bump the next 4 nights here at the K. All right, let's go to your phone calls, and let's start off with Tanner. He's an Adrian. Tanner, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Vern. I'm going to keep it short. The boys played good today. That eighth inning, top of the eighth, scared me a little bit, but that bottom of the eighth proved that I just knew that we were going to get some runs home. That sweep of the White Sox, exactly what we need going into this 4-game set with the Rangers. I think we're going to win the series, and we're going to be set up right for playoff position, and I believe in our boys, Vern. Thank you.
Love it. Way to go, Tanner. Let's go to Showtime in Kansas City. You're next up on 96.5 The Fan.
Oh, hey there, Vern. What a great week of Royals baseball, especially today as Big Bob and the boys break out the brooms and sweep the pail hose. We got to get this playoff push going. We're going to take care of business against Texas. And speaking of Big Bob, Vern, what a big stolen base he got today and got that run across the board. That was big. And speaking of big, how about lights out Lucas Arce getting the win today? Had a great eighth inning. You know, it's baseball. You're going to get runners on base. But in a high-leverage situation, he came through and put him down in the eighth. And the other day, Vern, lights out Lucas Arce had a great save, and he's steadily displaying that he is the closer of the future. This bullpen looks good with Arce and Estevez at the back end. We got to get it done. Let's go, Royals. I'm out.
Arce picks up the win. You're right. Second and third with 2 outs in the top of the eighth inning. It's a 2-2 game at this point. White Sox leadoff man Mike Tauchman comes to the dish, and Lucas Arce sets him down, blowing 99 past him for the punch-outs. And yeah, Bobby Witt Jr., who scored what turned out to be the game-winning run in that 4-run eighth inning, Bobby steals second base and comes around to score on Michael Garcia's opposite field single with 2 outs there in the bottom of the eighth inning. Bobby now with 32 stolen bases on the season. That's top 5 in all of baseball. My game notes are brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow. Be in the know and call Jay's Southland Tow. Royals win 6-2. They sweep the Chicago White Sox, and they've now beaten the Southsiders here at Kauffman Stadium 14 straight meetings. Thanks again to Ryan Burgert for dialing us up after the Royals get that final game of this three-game series and finally finish off a sweep, their first sweep in well over a month. Let's go to Justin in Oklahoma City. Justin, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, thanks for taking my call. I remember talking to you earlier about how big the acquisition was for Jonathan India. And today, you know, I think one of the reasons why they brought him in is because his tenacity, the will to want to win. And he's the perfect player for this little push that they're going to make towards the end of the season. I mean, that bomb he hit, not just that big home run, just the leadership that he brings, the toughness. That play that he threw out the runner that was going to score for the White Sox, I mean, that was unbelievable. Just the plays that he makes, like I said, the toughness. I think the guy's incredible, and man, you know, I'm not giving up till September 28th. So I really think they're going to make a good push. Thanks for taking the call, Vern.
Always nice hearing from you, Justin. Just caught myself from cursing because I see the New York Yankees just put up 4 runs in the 9th inning. They now lead the Cardinals 8-4, heading to the bottom of the 9th at Busch. If that score holds, the Royals will remain essentially 5 games back of the final playoff spot. Essentially 5 games back with 38 to play. 913-586-7965, and I'm glad you brought up Jonathan India because to me there's really no debate. Jonathan India is today's Guaranteed Foods player of the game. Offensively, he goes 1-for-3, draws a walk, and hits the game-tying 2-run, 2-out blast in the 7th inning, and I mean blast. 451 feet, matching the longest home run of his big league career. For being named player of the game, Jonathan will receive a delicious gourmet dinner for two from Guaranteed Foods. It includes a shrimp cocktail, gourmet filet mignon, twice-baked potatoes with cheddar cheese, asparagus, and 2 slices of gourmet turtle cheesecake for dessert so him and his wife can enjoy it together. It'll all be delivered to the India's home from Guaranteed Foods. So congratulations again to our Guaranteed Foods player of the game, Jonathan India, who, you know, Justin hit it right on the head. Just an absolutely perfect throw on that relay in the 2nd inning. If you missed it, Royals trail this game 1-0 in the top of the 2nd. And with a man on first and 2 outs, Chase Meidroth hits a line drive to right field, an opposite field line drive at Royals right fielder Mike Yastrzemski, who lays out to make a diving catch, but he fails to make the catch and the ball gets by him. So now it's off to the races. The man that's on first is now rounding third. He's about to score. Yastrzemski makes a good throw to the cutoff man, Jonathan India, but India makes a perfect throw. I mean, he puts it exactly where catcher Luke Maley needs it. He lays the tag on the base runner for the 3rd out. No damage done, and the Royals maintain that 1-run deficit. It would grow to 2 as an errant read. Yeah, I would say a misplay by Adam Frazier in left field turns into the White Sox 2nd run. But Jonathan India, the defensive play of the game in the 2nd, and then, of course, the offensive play of the game in the 7th. With 2 outs and Adam Frazier on 2nd base. And how about Adam Frazier? Makes that critical misplay in the field. But with 2 outs in the 7th, down 0-2 in the count, Adam Frazier gets 96 miles per hour up and off the dish, but he needs to protect with 2 strikes, so he just shoots it down the 3rd baseline. Frazier comes up an inning later and blasts a 2-run home run to turn this one into a laugher. But yeah, the 2-out double from Adam Frazier in the 7th sets up the 2-run home run from Jonathan India. India has now played 8 games since being dropped in the lineup. 8 games. He has 8 hits. Half of them have gone for extra bases. 3 of his 8 home runs this season have come since he was dropped in the lineup. Now, you have to be happy for Jonathan India, and that's coming from someone that has been, I think, very hard on Jonathan India. But he deserves that. He deserves that gourmet dinner for two from Guaranteed Foods. All right, let's go back to the people. Let's go to Lena in Prairie Village. Lena, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey there. Yeah, I'm Royal Lena.
Royal Lena. Okay, I didn't quite Royal understand Lena. How that was typed up. I apologize, Royal Lena.
No worries. But we were at the game, and I'm back home now in Prairie Village. But I just wanted to call in and so proud of the Royals, and definitely like your first leadoff caller. He said he believes in the Royals. We should all believe in the Royals. And I am the one that holds that yellow believe sign at the game to tell everybody, please believe and love your Royals. So I just wanted to call in for that. And I'll listen off the air.
Oh, very nice to hear from you. Always gets a solid ovation from the fans when it's shown on Jumbotron. Love that belief sign. Way to go, Royal Lena. Nice to hear from you. 913-586-7965 is our phone number. It is a final now in St. Louis. Yankees win. I was almost tempted to do the stupid Yankees win thing, but I'm not doing that. Nobody wants to hear that. All right, whatever. All right, so the Royals remain. Yeah, 4 games back in the standings, but when you factor in the tiebreaker, they're 5 games back of the final playoff spot. Whatever, I'm enjoying this win. I'm not letting anything bring me down. Royals win 6-2. They're now 2 games above 500, just a half game back of Cleveland for second place in the division. Let's go to Elliot in Kansas City. Elliot, you're on the postgame show on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
How are we doing, Vern? I was out there today with my 6-year-old son one more time before school starts up. Man, it was a hot one, but the defense early on kept us in the game. And, man, Adam Frazier, this is a fun Adam Frazier to watch. He made up for that error. Just reaching out. Hey, you smell that run coming, Vern? Because we're making a run. Just one day at a time. Cardinals didn't help us. But, hey, one day at a time. Thanks for the call, Vern.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Nice hearing from you. Way to go. Way to make it out to the ballpark one more time before school starts. And yeah, listen, Adam Frazier made quite the run at being the Guaranteed Foods player of the game, but you know, the error in the 6th inning ultimately cost him. Frazier, the only Royal to record multiple hits today. The 2-out double in the 7th, and then the 2-run home run in the 8th inning that I think surprised every single person in the building. Royals scored 4 in that 8th, and with Salvi standing on first with 2 outs, Adam Frazier lifts a fastball in the middle of the dish. From the new reliever, Jordan Leisure comes out, second pitch that he throws. Frazier lifts it over the right field wall. That just kept carrying and carrying and carrying, and ultimately drops into the Royals bullpen over the right field gate. Royals are now 16-11 since the All-Star break, averaging 5.3 runs per game. All right, we'll get back to the Peterson and Associates phone line. That's the number, 913-586-7965. That's also our text line, 913-586-7965. I said this last night. Now, last night's game goes final, and I wanted to start talking about Sunday's game. I wanted to talk about the sweep. I wanted to talk about finishing off these Southsiders. Royals do that. They did everything I asked for, everything you wanted to see. And yet there's a part of me that says, all right, can we start playing the Rangers right now? Can we get this series started? Waka and Jack Leiter tomorrow. Seth Lugo and Merrill Kelly coming up on Tuesday night. Noah Cameron and Jacob DeGrom on Wednesday night. Michael Lorenzen and Patrick Corbin go at it in the finale on Thursday. Man, sign me up. Feeling real good on a Sunday. Hope you are as well. Royals win 6-2. We'll get back to your phone calls right after this.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
Now the pitch. And a swing and a ball well hit. Deep left center. Michael A's back. He watches it go. A two-run homer for Jonathan India ties the game. Here in the seventh inning, a bomb off the bat of the Royals second baseman. My goodness, that's his eighth of the year, and we have a new game here in the seventh.
Steve Stewart, as heard here on 96.5 The Fan, Jonathan India, 451 feet to the left center field fountains, crushed. 108 miles per hour off of the bat, a 1-0 sweeper left over the middle of the dish by White Sox right-handed reliever Steven Wilson. Again, as Stu mentioned, home run number 8 on the season for India tied this game up at 2. Keep in mind, Royals didn't collect their first hit until the 6th inning. And that was a little duck snort to the opposite field off of the bat of Mike Yastrzemski. Honestly, the first well-struck base hit was what you just heard. A two-out, two-run home run in the bottom of the seventh inning from Jonathan India. That was the first ball they squared up that fell for a knock. India's game-tying two-run blast set the stage for the Stars to do their thing in the eighth. Bobby with a one-out single. He steals second base. Michael Garcia with that swing that we fell in love with a few years ago. That balanced swing that stays in the zone seemingly forever allows them to spray the ball to all fields. Michael falls behind in the count, 1-2, works the reliever for 6 pitches. He got 99 down and away, cutting away from him, and he goes with it, shoots it through the right side. Bobby comes around to score what would turn out to be the game-winning run. That put the Royals up 3-2. They weren't done. Now, Salvi would blast one 415 feet high off the wall in center field for an RBI single. And then Adam Frazier, second pitch he sees there in the eighth inning is a two-run blast. And that leads us to our final count. Royals 6, White Sox 2. That two-run blast from Jonathan India was, without question, today's MVP air conditioning cool play of the game. It's brought to you by MVP Air Conditioning, Heating, Plumbing, and Electric. Have your AC running efficiently all summer with a tune-up for only $39. Go to themvpkc.com or call 913-322-0868 today. MVP, one call does it all. Royals are now 2 games above 500. They remain 4 games back of the Yankees, which means they're essentially 5 games back of the final wild card spot. We go back to the phone calls and talk with our buddy Phil in Shawnee. Phil, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Good talking to you. I haven't called for a couple of weeks. I was waiting for the team to win 3 in a row to declare that we were in it. Well, we've now won 3 in a row, so we're in it. And it's great that we've picked up players like Yastrzemski and gotten Frazier back. And don't discount Frazier's double that got India to the plate to tie the game. That was a big play. But the fact of the matter is, we're in a position now where we need to win 25, 26 games at least. And starting tomorrow night, we have Walker going tomorrow and Lugo right behind him, which means we got the two guys making the most money other than Bobby Witt Jr. on our team, starting pitchers. Walker's been good. Lugo's been not so good since he signed his contract. But the fact of the matter is those guys are going back-to-back 8 times to end the season. We need to win at least 10 of those games and probably 12. And say what we want about the offense getting better. We're a pitching and defense team, and Walker and Lugo have got to show up these next 6 weeks or 5 weeks, or we're just not going to get it.
Yeah, I agree. Always great stuff, Phil. I appreciate the phone call. Text here from Nick, who's living in Shawnee. Says, Vern, today was my last game at the K before I moved to the East Coast. I'm glad they gave me a good send-off. I'll be listening from Maine. All right, Nick. Safe travels, and lob us a phone call from Maine. I'm sure as this season progresses, you'll feel far away. Yeah, 913-586-7965. That's the phone number. You know it because it's the same as the text line number. But yeah, lob us a few phone calls, man. I'd love to know that you're all set up, good to go, and still dialed into Royals baseball. We go back to the Peterson and Associates phone line. Peterson Law Firm, don't wait. Call the 8s or visit petersonlawfirm.com. Let's head up to Wisconsin. Talk with Chad. You're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, what's going on? Appreciate all you do. I was a sports broadcasting major up in Northwest Missouri State, so
nice.
I understand the grind.
For sure.
I listen to every game. I'm diehard Royals fan from Plattsburgh, Missouri. I was at Game 7 back in 14. Went to a couple of the World Series games in 15. Just we'll drive back, whatever. I just wanted to let you know, I played golf with the guy who runs my fantasy football league up here on Friday. He's a White Sox fan. And I said, the Royals are going to sweep. And he goes, you care to make it interesting? I go, we'll cover my entry fee.
Nice.
So in the sixth inning, when the Royals were being no hit in all caps, I sent him a text, your White Sox are no hitting the Royals right now. and then he hit the double. So, you know.
Yeah.
I feel like I had a little part in today's victory. Just
I agree. Giving. So is he a man of his word? Is he gonna pay up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
For
good.
Sure.
Well,
just
terrific.
That was pretty funny.
No, way to back the boys. Chad, nice to hear from you. Hope we get to hear from you more often down the stretch. From Wisconsin to Iowa, let's talk with Carter. You're on 96.5 The Fan. Royals win 6-2. Carter, how you feeling?
Well, I'm feeling pretty dang good. I'll tell you what. It just goes to show them boys they ain't got no quit in them. The cojones is on some of them to hang in there till the 8th to get that dub. I sure love it. Want to give me a quick little shout-out to my little brother, little Carson. He listens to every game, never misses one. I'll hang up now and listen. Thanks.
Terrific. Travel safe, Carter. Want to give Carson a big shout-out. Appreciate Carson listening. Man, Carson, all I would imagine, just judging off of, I guess assuming his age, Carson's seen some things as a Royals fan. Last season, maybe too young to remember 2014 to 2015. But, yeah, we appreciate you listening, Carson. Royals win 6-2. They sweep the Chicago White Sox. Royals are now 22-5 when they hit multiple home runs. That's what they did today. Jonathan India's two-run shot in the seventh and Adam Frazier's two-run blast in the eighth. Frazier, by the way, since returning to the Royals, is batting .329. He scored 11 runs. He's driven in 13, and his OPS is .827. Wow. Let's go to Mark in Olathe. Mark, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, it's Mike in Olathe, actually, but...
Sorry about that.
No, it's all good. Hey, I am so excited about the White Sox sweep. What I really wanted to point out is J.J. Piccolo and his front office staff, just some tremendous acquisitions at the trade deadline, signing Seth Lugo. Really, we don't have to focus on pitching, really, as we go into the offseason. Just real excited about the remaining year. If you think about Berger, Yastrzemski, Frazier, just real solid pickups. Just wanted to get your thoughts. So appreciate it. Thanks, Vern. Go Royals.
Oh, it's well said, Mike. I appreciate it. I'm seeing a lot of love, actually, on the text line. I don't know when the last time I said that was, but yeah, very positive on the text line. From the 913, I think J.J. Piccolo should get more credit for the Ryan Burgert trade. Kathy in Los Angeles, happy to see Ryan Burgert performing so well. Yeah, you heard me mention it, and if you were listening, or rather, if you missed it, Ryan Burgert, today's starting pitcher, was nice enough to dial into the postgame show. So if you missed that interview, you can find it on the app, find it on the podcast, the All Things Vern podcast. Yeah, do me a favor. Subscribe to that. You can find it on the Odyssey app or really anywhere you get podcasts. But I mentioned it to Ryan, you know, because we all see it. The demeanor on the mound. And you heard it in the interview. You know, did that guy just throw 5 1/3 innings of one-run baseball in 100-degree heat? Or is he just on his way to go grocery shopping? Right? I mean, Ryan Burgert certainly didn't sound like someone that, you know, the blood's still pumping in the heart, you know, oh, we're ready to go get it, and I'm all sorts of fired. No, it's, hey, yeah, that's what I do. Oh, my demeanor? I don't know. It's just kind of always been that way. It is very similar to Cole Reagans. Cole Reagans is as nice of a guy as you're ever going to meet. He's not getting too high, too low. Occasionally you'll catch him with the tribal scream walking off the mound after a big punch out. But outside of that, you're not going to see Cole Reagans too high, too low. And you know, three starts into his Royals tenure, Ryan Burgert is a flatliner, man. I love it. And yeah, listen, when you have the track record that J.J. Piccolo and this front office have when it comes to the trade deadline, it's hard not to get ahead of yourself and already anoint the 25-year-old right-hander Burgert to already anoint him the next Cole Reagans, which is silly because Cole Reagans finished top five for a Cy Young. He was an all-star last season. Burgert's made three really good starts. Yeah, no, I think that's a fair description. Three really good starts. 5 2/3 of two-run baseball. 5 2/3 of two-run baseball. And then today, 5 1/3 of one-run baseball. Burgert, through those three starts, 17 strikeouts in 16 2/3 innings of work. His ERA with the Royals is 2.70. Unfortunately, he's only received two runs of support total. He's yet to pick up a win, but like I mentioned, I don't think he's sweating it whatsoever. I think he's happy that the boys, I know he's happy that the boys walked away victorious. 6-2 the final score, and yes, the front office does deserve some, deserves an immense amount of credit for the Burgert acquisition, and then yeah, Adam Frazier, who we discussed. Randall Grichuk had his best offensive night on Saturday. And then Mike Yastrzemski. Today was the eighth time he served as the Royals' leadoff hitter. He has more walks than strikeouts in that role. And he has an OPS better than 850 as the leadoff hitter in Kansas City. The former leadoff hitter, Jonathan India, was our Guaranteed Foods player of the game as he blasted a game-tying two-run homer in the seventh inning. And then after the game, he received the Joel Goldberg treatment on the field on FanDuel Sports Network.
Well, I just said to Jonathan India, tied for the longest home run of your career, and he said, this is harder. The other one was in Colorado. I don't know what the meaning was of that one, but this one had grave meaning. What did it do for the dugout? I know you were really fired up.
Yeah, I mean, that was, huge momentum right there. You know, we were basically getting no hit all game. You know, the pitcher did his job on the other side. And, that tied the game up. So it was a big swing for us for sure.
What made him so difficult? You guys had seen him already this year, but he looked impossible to face. And then what's the thought in that dugout of just hanging in there?
Yeah, he was mixing well. Oh, here it comes. He was mixing well.
Bobby Witt Jr. and Tyler Tolbert getting in here with the bucket of ice. They got him good.
While Jonathan catches his breath, I'm gonna shout out. She doesn't know it's coming. Amy Contras down there, who just took the whole bath in her camera, just lying down there taking a nice bath on a hot Sunday afternoon. Now that you've cooled off, a lot of ice in that hair as well. This team has this ability to be patient and just wait things out and wait things. I know you want runs early on, but what's the thought in terms of what your pitching's doing to keep you in the game and then having that opportunity?
Yeah, I mean, pitching's been doing it all year for us. So, as long as they keep doing their thing, we're going to keep fighting. You know, it's been a tough year offensively, and all we can do is keep fighting. That's all we're trying to do out of here is and collect wins.
Coincidence or not, your change in the batting order has led to a lot of offense. It might just be the timing of it, but three home runs in your last eight games. What's been the key to your confidence or success at the plate?
I'm just enjoying myself. You know, I'm not trying to put pressure on myself. I just want to win ball games. You know, we're in late August now. We got to win. That's the bottom line. That's my mindset every time I go out there. No matter my performance or not, I want to win.
Last thing, you win by making big defensive plays. Those are as important as the big home run. What did you see on that play? Because it looked like Yaz recovers quickly. You get it in there. Did you think you had a shot?
Yeah, I didn't know. I heard someone say four, and I just turned around and fired it. You know, I saw him. He was kind of like halfway. Not a good runner, so I was just gave it all I got.
It's a great play, one of the best ones of the game, including that 451-foot home run. Go dry off. Enjoy the sweep. We'll see you back tomorrow.
Thank you, guys.
There you go. Jonathan India on the field with Joel Goldberg on FanDuel Sports Network. Royals win 6-2. We get back to your phone calls right after this.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
One ball, no strikes. High fly ball, right field, pretty well struck. Talkman tracking it to the wall, and it's going to go over the fence. We've told you about the wind the entire day. That thing just kept going. Talkman, the right fielder, figured that's in my glove for the third out of the inning, but it just kept going. So Frazier got it up into the breeze, and away it went.
Adam Frazier's two-run bomb there in the eighth inning, as described by the Hall of Famer Denny Matthews here on 96.5 The Fan, put the Royals up 6-2. That would be the final score. Royals are now 30-3 when they score six or more. On the season, the Royals are now two games above 500. They remain four back of the Yankees in the standings, but basically five games back of that final wildcard spot. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965. We'll get back to the Peterson and Associates phone line in just a second, but we just heard Adam Frazier's second hit of the day, second extra base hit of the day, and his two-run blast there in the eighth. Let's hear what he's had to say after the game to FanDuel Sports Network.
I mean, they all mean the same. So, yeah, we feel like we left a few out there. You know, it's Major League Baseball, so the other team's good. But yeah, we got some things we can continue to refine and get better at, and you know, hopefully the ones you're talking about start turning our way when we as we clean those things up.
How have you felt since coming back over to the Royals, being able to get off to the hot start as you have since returning?
Well, I feel good. You know, I felt good in Pittsburgh too, so just tried to keep things rolling. That was really it, and then getting back, feeling like I never left. You know, the comfort with these guys has helped, and then yeah, I hadn't really thought about it much, to be honest. It's just go figure out a way to win the game every day.
There you go. That's Adam Frazier again. That audio courtesy of FanDuel Sports Network. I see some love for Adam Frazier on the text line from Scott in Phoenix. He says, "Vern, I didn't think the trade for Frazier would be a difference maker, but I was wrong. He's played much better than I expected, especially at the dish." Yeah, no doubt about it. Again, Adam Frazier batting .329 since rejoining the Royals. Let's go to Lance in Overland Park. You're on 96.5 The Fan. Lance, what's happening?
Hey, not too much, man. What is worth the wait? What a great game. And yes, Frazier is definitely been a pleasant surprise. I love his energy. He just seems like a great clubhouse guy, and he fits right in. This was like the perfect game too, because it was on KCTV5, and I was watching it just on my regular old bunny ears over the air. Mm-hmm. So Kansas City, you know, the average fan flipping through their channels got to watch this game, and at first Beautiful. It looked like, you know, oh, ho-hum, business as usual. So I started doing chores, and then I heard cheering, and I ran up the stairs, and I just got to catch India's ball leaving the yard, and I was like, can I get a hell yeah? I was like, let's go. And I was like, this is on TV. Everybody's watching it. I'm so happy. I'm so proud. And I was like, then I thought, are they catching fire right? Are they peaking at the right moment? I'm going to ask Vern that, and I'll listen to your answer off air, man. But it's a great day.
Yeah, hey, if you're going to do it, you know, I always say if you're only going to win one game, win on Sunday. You know, if you're only going to win one game in a series, win the finale. Yeah, and if you're going to play your best baseball, do it at the end of the season. It's the exact same thing you feel about the Chiefs, right? I really don't care what the Kansas City Chiefs do for the first 2 months. You got Mahomes, is he healthy? You're going to be fine. All right, well then just play your best once that calendar flips to December. Now, I would prefer the Royals play terrific baseball from start to finish. But like we saw last year with the Detroit Tigers, if you can turn it on down the stretch, there are plenty of teams ahead of you in the standings that will pucker up, if you know what I mean. Get a little too tight. Start squeezing that bat a little bit too much. Royals have won 5 of the last 6. Certainly playing some good baseball, no doubt about it. Raj in the Ozarks writes in on the text line. All right, Vern. Now let's go play against a real Major League Baseball team and see how we measure up. Texas Rangers come to town for the 1st of 4 tomorrow night, 6:40 for the first pitch. From the 816, a big shout out to Jonathan India. Not only did he have the relay throw and the home run, but he also helped Salvi out in the field, a big play in the 3rd inning. Yeah, good observation, no doubt. With the man on first and nobody out in the top of the 3rd inning, Royals trail 1-0. Mike Tauchman hits a hard ground ball at Salvi that he can't field. Goes through his wickets, basically. But India's behind him, backing him up. Picks up the grounder, flips it to Salvi. No harm, no foul. From the 816, speaking of Jonathan India, Vern, I always liked the guy, but wow. What a game makes it easier to root for him, no doubt. And I think that on-field interview we did with Joel Goldberg, he's an easy guy to pull for, especially when he's not running from his early season struggles. How can you not respect a guy that acknowledges, yeah, I'm having the worst season of my career, but you know what? That's all in the past. I'm solely focused on winning. You have to respect that. Let's go to John in Overland Park. John, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Vern, again, thank you for taking my call. I know you don't have to take everybody's call, so I always appreciate you taking mine.
Nice.
So I had a couple points, but you made me think of something while I was sitting on hold that I hadn't thought of. But when you talked about for Burgert's 3 starts, the 5 1/3, 5 2/3, 5+, it really made me think, that's the same. That's the same routine we see routinely from Noah Cameron. And that all comes back to how the pitching staff's being handled. And that's a reflection on Q and the rest of the coaching staff. So thank you for bringing that up. I hadn't thought about that. The other things I would kind of reply back to a couple callers, Phil and Shawnee, that said, hey, 3 in a row and we're in the playoff race. I'm like, no, we've been in the playoff race since at least the All-Star break, and we've been playing good ball, and this team's going to be in the playoff race until the numbers tell us we're not. So I'll take that. And I love what I think it was Carter said about this team has no quit. And I totally agree. This team, and they're starting to really show it now, and they're playing tough ball. They're playoff tested. They're ready to go. And my last point, 4 games against Texas. Texas is a 500 team. Yes, they've got good pitching, and it'll be a tough series. But what I want and what I expect is to see some people out at the game. I'm going to at least 2 games, and I beg Royals fans, if you can make it out there, go to a game. I know you can listen, you can watch on TV, but the players don't see that, and the players need us there. And this is a perfect time to do it. It's going to be a great week. So, again, thank you for taking my call, Vern. I appreciate everything you do. And let's have a good week this week.
Very nice of you to say all that. John, I appreciate the phone call. I've been pretty impressed with the fans so far this season. Royals, average the 6th smallest crowds in Major League Baseball here at Kauffman Stadium. That's not including today. But they won't move. Only Pittsburgh, the White Sox, Marlins, Rays, and A's average fewer fans per game. I don't know. Honestly, though, I've been impressed by the fans this season, especially throughout that month of June when the team was giving you nothing. You guys were turning out big numbers, and it's a billion degrees right now. Yesterday, Friday. So I'm not telling anybody to leave the air conditioning. Right, you had a little more than 15,000 today. A little more than 28,000 on Saturday and nearly 21,000 for the opener back on Friday. One thing that John said that I want to expand on, he talked about Carson. No, it wasn't Carson. It was Carson's old man who called in earlier. He was talking about the no quit. His team doesn't have any quit. You know who I think exemplifies that? Is Jonathan India. And I say it in that tone because, again, I don't believe that anybody's been more disappointed or harder in Kansas City media on Jonathan India than I have. And yet, I don't know if anyone has shown more heart, tough. Well, I know nobody. Well, Salvi. Now, next to Salvi, I don't think anybody's shown more toughness than Jonathan India. But as far as resolve and fight and refusing to quit, again, I mean, this guy's making mistakes on the base pass, defensively, not getting it done at the dish, brought here to be the leadoff hitter, and just none of it was happening in April, in May, in June, and now the team's losing, and he never started pointing fingers. Never really leaned into any excuses that were there for him. Just kept showing up with a good attitude, putting in the early work. Now, I have an immense amount of respect for Jonathan India, and I think he is the perfect example of this team's refusal to quit. Now, Vinny as well. Vinny had a rough April, but kept walking into the clubhouse every single day with that chest sticking out. Whether he meant to or not, whether he was faking it or not, I thought Vinny did a good job, but the struggles of India lasted longer than Vinny's did. And you don't see India hanging his head. You don't see him moping around. He's an energy giver inside that dugout. I respect it. We go back to the Peterson and Associates phone line. Text line is there as well. We'll get to some of your text messages coming up in just a moment. Garrett in Olathe, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking my phone call, Vern. And it was a great way to finish off the White Sox. We always seem to dominate the White Sox at home. Jonathan India, Adam Frazier. I've really grown on Adam Frazier. He's becoming a top three favorite player for me on the Royals. I've always liked him, but he's really helped out the Royals enough. Let's just hope that we take at least 3 out of 4 from the Texas Rangers, because I know they got some really good pitching with DeGrom and Leiter and all them. So let's just go out there and continue to win, and hopefully the Yankees go on a cold streak, Vern.
Yes, I'm with you. No doubt about it, Garrett. Thanks for the phone call. From the 6-2-0, Vern, how many wins do we need the rest of the way? I'm going to answer your question. I'll say they need 24 wins. They need to go 24-14 down the stretch. That's my belief. But again, that means absolutely nothing. But to answer your question, that's what I'll say. Text message from the 785. Vern, it looks like the chemistry is finally happening with the offense. Vern, I hope Mark Canha and Michael Massey remain in Omaha. Am I crazy to wish that? Am I also crazy to wish that Jack Caglione stays there too? I think Luke Maley is too valuable. Well, Luke Maley is not going anywhere. He's your backup catcher. Yeah, the thing is with Jack Caglione right now is you don't need a right fielder. And even if he's not playing right field, Cags, right? Because if you have a righty on the hill, Mike Yastrzemski is going to be your right fielder. And if a lefty's on the hill, I would imagine it's going to be Randall Grichuk. Cags isn't playing first base. You have Vinny and Salvi for that. So to me, the only way he gets back to the big leagues is as a designated hitter. And the only way I'm bringing a 22-year-old up to be a designated hitter every single day is if he is oozing confidence. And I don't think you can ooze confidence after 1 week of AAA baseball. Not when you struggle the way that Cags did in his first stint in the big leagues. So I think he's at least in Omaha a couple of weeks. We'll see the decisions made from the higher-ups. The Mark Canha decision's coming up soon. Same with Michael Massey. John Rave's trying to make it tough on him. Rave today, 1-for-3. Now, since the All-Star break, has an on-base percentage of .365. Nick Lofton, another guy that could be on the bubble, the roster bubble. Last night was arguably his best offensive performance since coming back from the concussion IL. 913-586-7965 is our phone number. That's 913-586-7965 from the 816. Vern, I know everyone's optimistic, but it's the same thing. Royals beat up on bad teams to get everybody's hopes up, and then they lose to the good teams. Yeah, possibly. I mean, but are you saying the Texas Rangers are a good team? Because the Texas Rangers are a game below 500. A game and a half back of the Royals. Now, they have a run differential that's 54 runs better than the Royals, but win-loss record says they're a bad team and the Royals are a good team. For the season, if you're curious, Royals against teams with a winning record are 13 games below 500. Against teams with a losing record, they are 15 games above 500. So the Texas Rangers come to town with a losing record. Hopefully you fatten up on them. We'll see what they do in Detroit starting on Friday, and then it's to the south side of Chicago to play these White Sox once again. Text line's always there for you, 913-586-7965. From the 913, great win for the Royals today. Vern, the boys are playing some ball, but they cannot let up. Got to keep the gas pedal down. Yeah, no doubt about it. Totally agree. And you need to do a few more special things like what you did against the White Sox here. You know, sweeping a big league team is special. It's not easy to do. I know the Royals have already done it 6 times now this season. It's no easy feat. Taking 3 of 4 from a team, no easy feat. I think we could categorize that as special. But then I think you need to do even more special things. You need to do a lot of good things and a few special things. Sweeping a team or two, maybe sweeping the White Sox in Chicago. Maybe you sweep the Angels when they come to town on the next homestand. Maybe you sweep the Minnesota Twins. Maybe you take 3 of 4 from the Rangers in a series that starts up tomorrow night. But it's not just, hey, do the bare minimum, just win series from here on out. No, they need to do a little bit more. And they also need some help, right? Need a little bit of magic. We'll see what they can do. Let's go to Dan and KCK. Dan, you're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, that was a great win by the Royals. Yeah, Jonathan, yeah, did it all today. Tied it up, and they made the play at home, played again, yeah. The final out. And great job by Berger. He's been well-advertised since coming over from the Padres. And I heard Denny say, you know, the White Sox had an opportunity to get stranding base runners. When bad teams leave you hanging around, you'll get paid for it, and they didn't pay for it at the end. Let's take care of business with the Rangers. Take care of yourself, Josh.
Yeah, White Sox certainly allowed the Royals to hang around. White Sox leave 11 men on base today. They go 1-for-8 with runners in scoring position. But also a nice defensive play. Again, that relay from Yastrzemski to India to Maley for the third out of the second inning. Some big pitches from Ryan Burgert. Some big punch-outs in the first, in the third, in the fifth, right? 2 on with only 1 out, and he gets Lenin Sosa to fly out, and then Colson Montgomery to swing through a slider. Slider was nasty today. 15 swings and misses for Ryan Burgert across his 5 1/3 innings of one-run baseball. If you missed it earlier, today's starting pitcher, Ryan Burgert, was nice enough to dial into the postgame show. You can find that on the podcast, the All Things Vern podcast. And you can find that on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Text line's curious. Do you pronounce the T in Burgert? Yes, you do. Yes, you do. I'm just not that good of a broadcaster to where that comes across because I'm really hitting the T. But whatever. Whatever. What are you going to do? You know. Text line 913-586-7965. Spike from St. Joe. Vern, we're on a roll. We need to take the series from Texas and then look out, American League. Here we come. David in Kansas City writes in, Vern, yeah, everyone feels good after sweeping the White Sox, but it's fool's gold to think the Royals are in it just because they beat the worst teams in the American League. David, I'm not going to fight you too much, but the Royals did beat the crap out of a lot of bad teams last year, right? That's how they made the playoffs, was beating up on the White Sox. When all 162 games are played, they don't ask for your resume. They don't say, hey, well, how good are your wins? No, they just go, how many did you win? Okay, you're in. There are no style points, strength of schedule, none of it. Just win. So, yeah, you know what? Fine. Beat up on the Rangers, beat up on the White Sox, handle the Angels and the Twins. If you can hammer the bad teams from here on out, you're going to the playoffs. Not just beat them, hammer them. You hammer the White Sox. And if you can do that down the stretch, and let people nitpick your win-loss record. Let them do it all they want. You'll be spraying champagne inside of the clubhouse. 913-586-7965 from the 816. Hey, Vern, in the last 39 games, the Royals are 24-15. If they're going to win 86 games, down the stretch, they need to go 23-15. They've done it before. They can do it again. Well, you're right about that. No argument there. Yeah, let's hope. Hey, 23-24 wins. Either way, that's the bottom line. Win. Jonathan India said it. Text line is saying it. Phone calls, you guys have been saying it. Lord knows we've been talking about it long enough, and finally the boys are doing it. They sweep the Chicago White Sox. Enjoy this one. And show back up tomorrow and everyone's going to forget about this. Because starting tomorrow when you wake up in the morning, yes, your favorite baseball team is above 500. But the previous 124 games no longer matter. What matters are these final 38 and what the Royals can do with them. They turn to a guy that I think so far is without question the pitcher of the year. For the Royals, Michael Wacha on the hill. He squares off with fellow right-hander Jack Leiter. It's a 6:40 first pitch. I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show coming up in almost exactly 24 hours from now. 5:30, Monday afternoon, live from Kauffman Stadium. If you're coming out to the game, hey, swing by my booth. You know, you can wave at me. You can flip me off. You can do whatever you want. And there's glass, so you can even throw stuff if you wanted. But let me thank you for listening to the show. You can find the booth right across from the Diamond Club on the main concourse at Kauffman Stadium. Special thanks to JT Noah back at the studio doing a great job as always. JT, I appreciate it, brother. Kansas City, I'll talk to you tomorrow. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Go drink some water.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.